All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going to be sticking with the theme of talking more about food. If you heard the last episode, I was saying I asked you guys on Instagram what you want to hear more of, food or mindset for the weight loss journey. And I will always be talking about both, but I think I've been doing a lot of mindset stuff, and a lot of you wanted some more food and nutrition topics. So last week I talked about healthy snacks, so I hope that helped you guys out a little. And today I'm going to be talking about the best times to eat certain foods. And this was something that someone had recommended when I was asking for that poll on Instagram. That was one of the recommendations. When's the best time to eat certain foods for weight loss? So we'll get into that. But if you don't know me, if this is your first time listening, welcome. Super happy to have you here. So my name's Samantha and I am a registered dietitian and I do weight loss coaching. So I work with people one-on-one and also through my group programs. And if you want to learn more about me, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or you could check out my website at SamanthaO'Toole.com. And Instagram will be linked in the show notes. It's just SamanthaO'Toole_RD. So yeah, that's that. And I'm talking mostly about nutrition, food, and mindset, all about the weight loss journey. And I have some cool guests on here. So definitely check out previous episodes just to get a little bit more information as well. So today, like I said, we're going to be talking about when to eat certain foods for weight loss. And this is going to kind of tie in to a previous episode that I did on fasting. I think it was called Fasting 101. So if you haven't listened to that one, definitely go back and listen to it because that's really, really important. So today, like I said, talking about best times to eat certain foods. So what I'm going to say about that in general is that first thing you want to do when you're on your weight loss journey is make sure, and then I'll get into the best times, but I want you to make sure that you're following a plan that is focused on the quality of foods and not so much the quantity. Quantity is definitely important, but I want to make sure the first thing you're focusing on is the quality. And what I mean by that is that you're not just focusing on macros, you're not just focusing on calories. While that stuff can help at certain times during the weight loss journey, it's secondary. I really want you focusing on just eating whole natural foods, mostly plant-based. That's going to lead you down a path of learning how to cook those foods, learning where to find them, which restaurants to get them at, how to cook them, making sure you're getting enough variety. So when you're focusing on the quality of your foods, it's going to be more of a life-changing experience rather than just, trying to lose weight in the next 30 days or trying to lose weight for the summer. The only way to lose weight long-term, and if you know me by now, that's what I'm all about. I want you to lose the weight now in the amount of time that your body needs. We need to allow the body to lose weight in the time that it needs rather than forcing it. And during that time, we want to be improving your overall health and overall functioning of every system in the body, like your digestion, detoxification, all that stuff. So that by the time that you do get to your goal weight, you're actually feeling like a whole new person, you're feeling amazing, and you've changed some lifestyle habits and all that too. So I just wanted to say that before we get into more of the specifics that we're going to be talking about, is that quality is always more important than focusing on all the numbers. So that's number one. Number two is, I didn't know I was going to be counting. Apparently, I'm going to be counting. So this is number two, is that when we're thinking about certain times to eat certain foods, what we're really thinking about is controlling our blood sugar and keeping our insulin low. And insulin is important in weight loss because, you know, you might hear insulin and think, you know, that only matters in diabetes, right? So people with diabetes have to take insulin so that the insulin can shuttle the blood sugar, the sugar in the blood, into our cells so that we can use it for energy. But we all want to be acting like we're pre-diabetic. Like everyone should be trying to control their blood sugar anyway, because increased blood sugar and high insulin levels is what causes inflammation, and inflammation is what causes disease. And it's just a big mess. So basically what I'm saying is that we want to make sure your blood sugar is steady and low, and that your insulin isn't spiking all day. So that brings me to my first point with the best times to eat certain foods, and that has to do with carbohydrates. So first thing here, carbohydrates are not a bad thing. I do want you eating them throughout the day, but there is a better time to eat them than certain other times of the day. So when we wake up, our insulin sensitivity is really high, and that's a good thing. That means that when we eat carbs early in the day, in the morning, for lunch, for an early snack, like preferably before 3 o'clock when we're eating those carbohydrates, our insulin sensitivity is really high, meaning that it can grab those carbs and put it into our muscle cells and our brain cells to use for energy. It's a very quick process. It brings our blood sugar down. We don't have to secrete a ton of insulin because the insulin's working so well that we don't need too much of it. So that's the point about that, is that we want to get the majority of our carbohydrate heavy foods during the daytime. So that's breakfast, morning snack, lunch, maybe afternoon snack as well. It really depends. Like all of my clients, we kind of create something specific for them after we've, you know, trialed some different options. And because that's the thing, everything that I'm saying on here, of course, is generalized, but I do have different situations for everyone. So generally, if you're going to be eating pasta, you know, even if it's the good, you know, we're talking good gluten-free, maybe brown rice, quinoa pasta. If you're having sweet potato, butternut squash, if you're having a smoothie with banana and pineapple in it, those are going to be good things to have during the day. Now, when it comes to dinner time and maybe even something later in the night, which if you listen to the fasting episode, you know, I'm not really a big fan of eating late at night, even if it is healthy. I'd rather you eat a ton of food all day so that you don't feel like you need that nighttime snack. Of course, if you do, it should be healthy. But what happens is the insulin sensitivity decreases as the day goes on. And then at nighttime, sorry guys, that's my cat right here with me. At nighttime, it's a little bit tougher for the insulin to get the sugar into our muscle cells and into our brain cells. So when that becomes more difficult, our pancreas has to secrete more insulin. And insulin is what we call like a fat storage hormone, basically. So it signals the body, hey, there's too much energy here. We need to store this as fat. So it does make a difference if you're having, you know, a great stuffed sweet potato or something really healthy. You know, if you're having that for breakfast, it's going to be different to the body if you're having that for dinner at 7 o'clock. It's definitely different. So with that said, that's the most important thing when it comes to best time to eat certain foods, is it really has to do with carbohydrates. Now, carbohydrates are not very filling. So let's just talk about the macronutrients here for a second. We have carbohydrates, fat, and protein. Those are our three macronutrients. Carbs are going to be the least filling. They give us a ton of energy, but if you notice, you know, if you eat an apple or a banana, you're hungry like 20 minutes later. It's not very filling. We digest it and absorb it really fast. It's very easy to process in the body. Fat and protein, these things take a little bit longer in the stomach, and they give us that satiety. They give us that very full feeling, especially protein. So you do want to be thinking about that as you're planning your meals. You know, for breakfast, of course, that's a great time to have a ton of carbs. You know, I'm a big fan of like fruit and vegetable smoothies. Then you may also want to have to pair that with some sort of a protein, whether that's a protein powder, if it's, you know, overnight oats with protein or chia seeds and nuts. If you're doing eggs, you do want to get some sort of a protein at times where you know I need to be full for the next few hours, right? But still doesn't mean you don't want to get your carbs in as well. When it comes to dinner time, it's not saying that you can't have any carbs at all, but try to start by just thinking, okay, let me have less of a carb portion, a smaller carb portion at dinner than my carb portion was at breakfast or it was at lunch. So that's a good way to ease into it and then fill your plate with more healthy fats like avocado, olives, nuts and seeds, and as well as protein. And for protein, if you're doing more plant-based protein, it's very hard to find low-carb plant-based protein, and that's simply just because most of the protein sources are combined with carbohydrates. For example, beans and lentils, legumes, all of those have protein and carbs and fiber. So it is going to be slower absorbing than a typical, you know, potato, which will be a little bit faster absorbing. So when you're thinking for your carbs at dinner time and your protein at dinner time, if you're going plant-based, then I would definitely stick with the legumes, lentils. And then if you're doing, you know, soy products as well, the organic sprouted tofu, organic fermented tempeh, those are awesome choices, at organic edamame, all that stuff. But just be thinking, okay, if I'm going to have a baked potato today, it should either be at breakfast or at lunch rather than at dinner. That's a good way to start. But yeah, I think that was the main point that I wanted to get across, was that we want to manage our blood sugar when we're talking about when to eat certain foods, but you also want to keep yourself full, of course. So sometimes when my clients start removing carbs from dinner time, they can be a little hungry in the beginning, just because you're so used to having that big carb portion at dinner. For example, if you're used to having a meal like pasta or a meal, gosh, like, you know, rice, lots of rice or something, it will take you time to get used to it. So I just recommend just start decreasing little by little. And some of my clients do still include carbs at dinner, and that's totally fine, but they've learned how to just make the portion a little bit smaller than it is compared to lunch and breakfast. Because remember, carbs are a good thing, and we do want to be getting energy from them, especially during the daytime, because that's when we're going to use them best. So that's all I got for you today. I hope that's helpful. If you have questions about that, just let me know on Instagram and the DM or comments, or you can always email me as well, Samantha@SamanthaO'Toole.com. If you feel like you want some more personal support, we can always set up a quick 20-minute call as well. But yeah, that's it. So again, like I said in the beginning, it is good to be thinking about these things. When is the right time to eat certain foods? It's a really good question. And as you can see, that I do have recommendations, and there are some things that do make the weight loss journey a little bit easier. But like I said, you know, you want to focus on quality first before we start talking the numbers. So make sure you're eating quality foods, you know, whole plant-based foods, maybe a little bit of animal products as well, making sure they're of quality especially as well. But yeah, start there, and then you can start tweaking, you know, at what times you're eating certain foods. So I'll see you on next week's episode. I think I'm going to be having a guest for that one, so that will be exciting. And I will talk to you all soon. All right, bye.